Hello.
Hi, Ronald. Good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Honey with Local Splash. We spoke before.
Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, yes, I just wanted to go and give you an update that, yes, all the edits on the Google listing have finally been approved. So, yes. If you can recall when we spoke last time, you were worried about the edits is still not showing, so I just got a notification from the team that it's already good.
Okay, so basically the my listing now is certified or whatever by Google, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Let me just take a look at it right now.
Sure.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Okay, so my old address is off, so that's a good sign. Okay, now there was one fake review on there. The person wasn't even my client. You guys were going to see if you can get that off?
Yeah, sure. Let me go ahead and check on that one. Let's see who this customer is. Google review. Render tasks if you're looking for an attorney to respond to error. Oh, this is not nice. Let me see. 2 years ago. Okay, so this review is about 2 years. I'll be honest, we're still going and try to have Google, we're going to flag this one so Google will review the negative review, but I really can't guarantee, Ronald, because of the time, it's been 2 years, so, but we will still try. I mean, I don't want to go ahead and tell you that it's not going to happen. We will just go ahead and try. I'll go ahead and send this over to our team so that we can go ahead.
If they need any help, have them contact me. I can give them some of the underlying. This guy wasn't my client. He was basically everything he's complaining of, he was the cause of. So it's kind of an ironic.
Here's what I would suggest. Can you go ahead and respond to that review? Normally, when this happens, like, for example, there is a negative review, and like just mentioned, there's something at the back of it, of the story, you can actually respond to the review in that way. But your future customers can actually see your side as well.
Yeah, maybe I will do that. Okay.
Yes, that would definitely help. And also, you can go ahead and start collecting reviews now. So that we can go ahead and recover. I know you've got great clients that you can get reviews from them. So that one star, once we get 5-star reviews from other clients, that will actually improve.
Now, can you send me a link or something that I could send to my clients to ask them to do that?
Yeah, certainly. In fact, have you logged into your dashboard? There is actually a more simplified way. This is like you only have to go ahead and enter their name, their phone number, and then hit send. They should be able to get the text with the link.
Okay, are you talking about a Local Splash dashboard or the Google dashboard?
The dashboard, Local Splash.
Okay, I'm not even... what's the word for it? I haven't used that, so I'm not sure.
No worries. I can definitely walk you through. Well, let me go ahead and send you your login credentials.
Okay, great.
Let me send it now. And then I'll walk you through it so that you know where to get, how to go ahead and collect reviews.
Okay, so you're sending that to me by email right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. Let me send it to you now.
I don't see it yet on my email.
Let me check here. Maybe it's pending. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's still processing on my end. It's not yet done. Okay, let me try that again.
So here we go.
Did you get it? Okay.
Yes, okay. Oh, there's the... you know, I see it's having my old phone number as my... whatchamacallit? I guess that's okay.
Your friend line. Yes.
It's kind of like I have an old phone number at Pavilion's Market. That is my credentials, but... still works. Oh, come on. Yeah, it's something weird's going on. Okay, so I'm here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So, let's see. All right, so now that you are on the dashboard, are you using your cell phone or your laptop or desktop?
I'm on my laptop.
Okay, perfect. So, right now, let me just open it. Oh, I have something posted on my end. Let me just reopen it too. Okay, so here you would see, when you access it, the first thing that you would see is actually your home screen, right? So in the upper corner of the, upper section of your screen, you would see, starting from the left, there's local splash, and then below it, there's home, leads, website, listings, Google Insight, ads campaigns, and then reviews.
Yeah, you know... it's funny, I've got this little pop-up. Hi there. Need help? Search for help center. How do I close that window?
You should be able to see like an arrow down on the right side, lower part of it.
You see an envelope. I see a messages. I see a home thing. There we go. Let's see here. Where's that arrow you're talking about?
Do you refer to like where it says like the chat customer support? Like we're here to
totally blocking what you want me to look at.
Everything. At the bottom side of it, is there like an arrow down button that allows you to hide it?
Oh yeah. Let's see.
There it is. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and tap that one for it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
On your home screen, on the top part, starting from the left, you would see home, leads, website, listings,
yeah.
Google Insight, ad campaign, and the reviews. Okay, let's go to reviews. Right.
Okay.
For that one. Now, you would see there, somewhere on the right side, you would see request review.
I see it.
Yes, go ahead and click that, and then there you go. So we do have different templates. We have a default template. You also have, you can also select a template. You can create your own if you'd like to want it to be more customized. And then you just have to enter your customer's name, their phone number, select which language. The email is actually optional. You can still do it, but it's not required. The most important thing that you need to enter is the name and then the phone number. hit the language, Spanish or English, and then hit send. So what this does is that they receive a text, and then the text will let them know, ask them to go ahead and leave a review for your business. So it will have the link. If you go ahead and actually close that one, you see where it says, just below reviews, it will say https://ratemypro/austrianlaw, that one. That is the same link that they will actually receive.
I'm not sure I see reviews. I'm not sure I see. I'm on the page that says reviews. What page did you look
at? Oh, it's the same page. Just below where it says reviews, do you see there is like a highlighted link?
No, I'm not seeing that.
No?
I see HTMS ratemypro/austrianlaw.
Yeah, that one. That's what I meant.
Okay.
That's the link, yes. That is the same link that they will actually receive. And when they click that one, you can actually try it. If you click that link, it will take you directly to your Google listing.
Okay.
Go ahead and put the how many stars and then share details about the review and hit post. So that is exactly what they will actually see.
Okay. So let's try doing one. Okay. Okay. So I'm on the local splash page.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit request review. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So what template should I use? It says default or it says select template. But when I select template, it says template is required. I don't have a template.
Okay. Can you go ahead and close that one again? Here on the just below QR code, beside the request review button that you clicked earlier, there is what we call request template.
Oh, okay, request template. I see it.
Yes. So that is going to be your default. If you click that one, you would see your default template. Now, if, say for example, you wanted it to be customized, on the upper right side where says refresh, there is create new template button.
Says create new template. Gotcha.
Yes. Then you can go ahead and create the template that you want.
Gotcha.
Yes. And then, okay, let's go ahead into the test again. So go ahead and click request review.
Okay, I guess I should. Request review.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll just use the template right now.
Yeah.
Enter name. The name of the person I'm sending it to, or is my name?
Yes, the name of the person you're sending it to. Let's check your number. How about sending it to yourself so you could see how it would actually look like.
Okay. Okay.
And then enter your phone number.
Okay. Yeah, I've already sent it.
Okay.
Let's go check my inbox. Not quite there yet.
Yes, and then check your cell phone. Check on the messages.
Okay. I haven't seen it yet. There we go. Where are you? There we go.
Did you get it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see it. So it'll be texted to them and emailed to them, right?
Yes, that's correct. If you do have their email address and they prefer to get it through email, you just have to enter their email address there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay.
No problem.
All right. Very good. And I will So I guess what I should do is take a little time and request some clients to post some reviews.
Yes, that is correct. By the way, Ron, I just wanted to ask, because we see here that your Google listing is just got completed again, and I checked your ranking, and you're actually defending.
I'm sorry, you just broke up there. Could you repeat that, the last couple sentences?
Oh, sure. Yes, yes, because your Google listing is just got completed, and I see your ranking here is not very good. When I tried to search for estate planning attorney in Culver City, and I noticed that you are you're not ranking because of the issue of the Google listing previously. Would you to make, because we actually have different ads campaign that can really help you get visibility more. Like, for example, let's say Brown Legacy Law, Crusher Legal, we are doing some ads campaign. So what the ads campaign does is that regardless of the ranking on the map section, let's say, for example, like your case, you are at the, not ranking well, when you actually do ads campaign, they will put you on top of the page. So the ads help you get visibility, even if, for example, especially your case, we have like one review only and it's negative review as well. So to help you gain visibility, and like with customers, like when you try to search, let's say, for example, like what I did, estate planning attorney conversation, you'll see Brown Legal Law PC, Crusher Legal, we are showing as sponsored because they are doing ads and they show on top of the page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no more budget in my for advertising
at the moment.
Yeah, so we're going to have to do this a little more organically, and I think we're just starting from the beginning at this point. My thing is just qualified. So let me try to get some reviews, and let's revisit this in a few months at this point, okay?
Okay, no problem, no problem. So, yes, whenever you're ready, go ahead and let us know, contact us so we can start the ads campaign. And, yes, please continue collecting reviews. And, by the way, do you have fresh photos that you can also send to us that we could use for posting?
Not much in terms of fresh photos, but I'll take a look around and see. Why don't you or somebody from your office give me a call in a couple of weeks and we can revisit some of these things right now, okay?
Oh, sure. No problem. I'll go ahead and contact you after 2 weeks then.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks,
Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.